Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
The year is coming to a close. And thank goodness for that, because man, what a year. It seems like everybody's talking about how 2016 was like one of the worst years for them. I don't know, have you been seeing that a lot on like your Facebook and social media and stuff like that? People are saying, well, 2016 is the worst. I can't wait till it's over. But they were saying that in like March.
I don't really look at Facebook anymore.
Oh, yeah. But have you been hearing that on other non-social type media?
No.
Well, what are your thoughts on 2016? As a, you know, with all the stuff that's been going on in the world and even in generally speaking?
Well, I kind of live in my own little bubble.
which is probably a good thing.
Yeah. So I thought it was a good year for me. I liked it.
Maybe that's the key. People just should stop paying so much attention to news and what's going on in the world.
Yeah, but then sometimes I don't know pretty important things.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I, you know what? It's weird because 2016, that's 16 years since the year 2000, which was a huge deal. Now it's just, where's my life going?
Yeah, I liked the year 2000. Everybody wore silver. Remember? It's like silver sparkly stuff.
Is that what happened at your New Year's party at the year 2000?
Yeah, because what was it called? Like the millennium year or something like that? Y2K.
Y2K, yes.
So I remember buying a bunch of like silver clothing because I was cool. That's what you did.
I think that's what I should do for, you know what, that's going to be my New Year's resolution.
And yellow sunglasses.
That's going to be my New Year's resolution, and listeners can hold me to it. I'm going to start dressing like what I think the future should be. Silver clothes.
Oh, I thought you liked the One Piece outfits, like that, from Star Trek.
Some of that, some jumpsuits, maybe some helmets.
I kind of don't believe you.
You don't believe me that I'm going to do
it? No, I don't believe you.
That I'm going to do it?
Your fashion is not very daring.
Well, come on. Look, okay.
Oh, yeah. Jeans and a hoodie. Ooh.
Okay. Okay. But I feel like I should be introducing more color into my very limited color palette when it comes to clothes. A lot of grays, a lot of blues, a lot of browns.
You have like some colorful shirts. I don't know what you're talking about. It's fine.
But I'm not colorful like the way your dad is colorful. Your dad wears colorful clothes.
Yeah, but he also shops at really expensive stores that you can't afford. Okay.
Maybe this is the trick. I just gotta start shopping.
And you just don't, like, you just never really do that. I don't know. You never.
I feel like I just need to step out of my.
You know what the problem is because we live in Calgary, and Calgary is cold for longer than it's warm. So I feel like if you live in a warmer climate like Florida, you would probably dress more colorful because the sun is out and. Summer clothes are usually more colorful. Winter clothes are usually gray and dark green and navy blue. If you go into a store, like most stores in Calgary,
yeah,
that's going to be the color palette. Like it is,
I feel like
you don't wear like a bright yellow shirt in the wintertime.
Why
Very
not?
Few stores would even sell you a bright yellow shirt in the wintertime. Oh,
man.
So that makes it difficult.
So I'm going to throw out the question that we usually throw out, at least last few episodes. What is your favorite thing this week, Rochelle? I have two, but I want to hear yours first. And if you can't think of anything, I'll just go right to mine.
What day is it again?
Today is the 20th.
What's the day? It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
This week is like just started. It's kind of hard to say.
Okay, so last week. What was your favorite thing last week?
Oh, that was so long ago.
Okay, well, we can come back to it. I have two things here. One of which is pizza telepathy. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. But that's not new. That's like really old.
Well,
it's not just like... just something that you thought about talking about.
Yeah, it's something that happens occasionally to Rochelle and I. Yeah, but I just remembered that we have this fantastic superpower that we share. Pizza telepathy, how it works is if either, I think usually it's when I'm thinking of pizza more often than not. If I'm thinking about pizza, which I often do, Rochelle can somehow, I don't know how this works. You somehow pick up on it, like with some sort of weird psychic nonverbal thing going on. And you'll say, you know, I think we should have pizza tonight. And then I'll reply, wow, I was just thinking of that. This is if it was a one-time thing, I'd be okay. Maybe it's a coincidence, but this has happened half a dozen times.
Ben, it never works the other way around. You never guess when I'm thinking about it.
So maybe I'm the one with the superpower. I can influence people, other people.
Maybe that's why your head is so big.
Because it's a pizza.
You like have like radiation coming out of your brain. This is what I'm thinking.
But do you think
read
that's,
my mind.
But do you think that's unusual? Do you think it's a weird... It's happened too many times that it's can't
well,
be...
We are a couple that have been together for numerous years. So I think maybe that's just what happens when you've been together for a long time. Pretty soon we won't even have to talk anymore. We'll just go... And they'll be like, yeah, I know.
And then the pizza will come in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other thing on my list is old CDs. I am currently still in the process of taking all my, I haven't even counted, lots of CDs that I've collected over the years and digitizing them.
What are CDs?
Those silver platters that we put in things to make music. The small records, the small future records.
Oh, okay, yeah, the small ones.
So I've been putting one by one, putting them into the computer, digitizing them. And it's interesting because there's 25 years worth of CDs that I'm going through. Most of the CDs...
Yeah, but you had like a bit of a slow CD buying period in your late 20s, I think.
Yeah, a lot of the...
Like, I think you bought most of them in your teen, early
my
20s.
No, my early... No, throughout my 20s.
Yeah.
I bought most of the CDs.
Because it's like late 90s.
A lot of Britpop.
Early 2000s.
A lot of indie pop. There's some Japanese stuff. But it's the interesting thing I'm finding is once I put them into the computer, I can just kind of hit like a random playlist based on like a song and it'll just... And some of the things just that come up, I'm like, oh yeah, I know that song from like 20 years ago. And I still remember it just as well as I do. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's still going through that process. I don't know if Joel mentioned that he went through that process several years back when he moved to Toronto. And now he just buys records. That's his thing. He's like, I don't buy CDs anymore. I'm trying to get into that thing.
Why?
Why am I trying to get into records?
Yeah.
Because I like big pictures on covers. One.
I know, but records get scratched.
They do.
And when you play them, you have to actually get up and turn them over.
Yeah, every 20 or whatever minutes. Yeah. But that, you know,
it's so
but
much
that,
work.
You know, no, but, you know, that's part of the thing. It because you have to turn them over every or periodically captures your attention.
Like, why not just buy the MP3 file?
Well, you
that's
get,
it.
No, you usually get that.
I know, but why don't you just buy it that way? Then you don't actually have any physical stuff.
Well, I've been doing that. Like, I've been buying like digital music recently.
Yeah.
And that's
because that's the thing that I find. It's like, you know, you just have to, like for CDs, we have so many CDs. Now we have to buy like a piece of furniture to hold our CDs.
Well, I my plan at least is once this process has gone through, I think you and I are going to do this. We're going to find our core CDs that we like, that we will enjoy pulling
out. I already did that.
And then I fucked up your organization by doing what I did.
Yeah, you have to find your core.
Okay.
Most of the CDs are yours. I don't know.
Okay, so I will do that job. And
A lot of my CDs are scratched up from taking it to work.
Okay, here's one thing I can't figure out. And
what?
I don't pretend to understand CD technology, but there are some CDs which are not scratched up or at all, and I've had difficulty reading them. And then there's ones which are scratched to shit, like Forever Blue, Chris Isaak, no problem bringing that guy in at all. And that one is just like, I look at the bottom like, how can this machine even read this? It's just, but like this, here's my stack of like CDs that weren't able to complete being pulled in. Looks pretty good. No real visible scratches on this one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, not at all. No. But maybe it's the year that, you know, like there was some CDs that were made differently.
Yeah, like.
Or some. Well, I don't know what
that
means.
Like I have like CDs that were made in the early 90s. No big problems. But this one was made 96, so 20 years
ago. Yeah, that's still really old though. Okay. Maybe it was a different type of, like, aren't there like different types of discs or something? Because I know there's like sometimes people would burn onto a disc and then you couldn't read it in certain players.
Yeah. I don't know. This technology is weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Records I get. There's grooves. There's a needle. It goes, it vibrates. I get it. All right. CDs, they're just magic. So have you thought of your favorite thing? Or
I don't know. Like there's, I don't like really remember what happened last week.
Okay.
Our son had his Christmas party.
Yeah.
At his school. And that was lots of fun. It's Christmas time. So I think I'm just mostly enjoying lots of Christmas stuff, like wrapping presents. We had like cookie baking day and we made some cookie packages for some friends. And I think I'm getting more into Christmas this year than I have last year.
Is it an age thing? Because I'm finding that.
Yeah, as you get older, you're like...
Getting in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. I'm not really into... I mean, like, you know, we don't go crazy. We just have Christmas lights on one tree in front of our house.
Which is... I need to fix because it's all fucked up right now.
Yeah. Well, it was really windy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know, like... I got my Christmas shopping done really, really early.
Yeah, you did.
Which was weird. Mm-hmm. That's never happened before.
Yeah, I'm all done. I was,
but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's like next week we're gonna be hitting the road, going to Edmonton
for
Christmas. So I'm just looking forward to that. And I don't know. I can't really think of anything else.
Right. Well, for the sake of, because this is this next I think I've hinted at this clip to you. But I want to play it early in the show because I don't want to cut to late and not play it.
Okay.
This is a Eurovision clip, so yeah. Now, it's only December 2016, but the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 is a matter of 6 months away. The gears are turning very
slow. I thought they weren't allowed to release it until January.
Well, no one has actually officially released a song, but what I'm about to play for you is from the Ukraine's internal contest. Now, some of the countries that will just have a contest. So anyways, Ukraine. This is from their internal contest.
This is the winner from the internal
contest? No, this is one of the contestants. Probably not the winner once you see what's going on. I'm not going to even set it up any further because it's just... a lot of WTF, right? This is Alex Angel with a lady called Natasha Olenek, Running for Love. Okay. And, yeah, that might help.
Show the band Black Angels at this MTV Vivo Hello. And just now I will be singing for you my song, Running for Love. This hell of beautiful...
This is exactly why I love Eurovision so much, by the way.
Lady Natasha Olenek! And we're ready to play with you for Konstantin Meladze, STB, and of course the Eurovision. So, Running for Love, come on!
Joy or sorrows. at this point, should we... Actually, no, I'll let you explain what's going on, Rochelle.
Okay. this guy is wearing amazing sweatpants that have
stars and stripes
on them. He's wearing Bono sunglasses. He's probably about like 40, 50-ish. And as he's singing,
you're missing this T-shirt with
CMT,
Country Music Television,
which
MTV.
Doesn't make any sense because of how he's singing.
Anyways.
Anyway, and then his dancer looks like he just pulled her off the stripper stage, basically.
Probably, yeah.
And it looks like. Really uncomfortable for the judges because it's taking place in a small room and the judges are just sitting at a table and this one guy can't even look, like his head is down because she's doing stripper moves just right in front of him and then he's walking around her. It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, running for love. Let's continue this for a bit.
Thank you, Papa Sabota. Thank you.
I was perhaps the person representing Ukraine, but probably not.
No, probably can't.
Probably
on,
not.
Is my mic on?
I just turned it down a bit. That was Alex Angel with a young lady named Natasha Olnayik, Running for Love.
Really bad.
That was
really bad.
That was very memorable. Really not much more to say that. I'll remember.
Well, in the end of the song, he grabs her and kisses her then tries to touch her butt. The thing that I find funny is a person who's recording this keeps zooming in on her butt. Like every time she bends over, he's like, oh, zoom in.
Want to get that shot.
It's like, oh, I wonder what his motivation is.
he likes butts.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Maybe on the big stage, it may, probably not. Okay. I have a couple of other stories, but I think I'm going to skip right to this. I found this today, and it thought it could be a good starter for some conversation. Every end of the year, Google puts out their top searches for the last year. They've broken it down here on my list to a variety of different categories from a Canadian perspective. It is interesting because some are obvious, some aren't. But I thought we would just go through these and see where it leads us. So the top, here's Google's top five search terms for what do we know? Celebrities. Top search in Canada for celebrities by Google. Drake.
Yeah, that's...
That makes sense,
because his songs, I don't even know. Like, did Hotline Bling come out this year?
I think that was 2015. Yeah, because remember, he has 2015 as a big song. But Canada's big exports.
But like Beyonce, I don't really see that unless she was touring or
she was touring and she had an album come out earlier this year.
Oh, is that yellow something one?
What?
I don't know. I don't keep on top of these things, Eric.
Okay. Well,
but Celine Dion, she's still on the top five. That's pretty amazing.
We know Celine Dion.
Wow. That's the only Canadian celebrity that's on there. Oh, Drake is Canadian.
Yeah, he's from Toronto.
But Beyonce and Rihanna and Kanye West are not.
Well, he's making the news whether he's releasing an album or not. No surprise there. I think I accidentally copied and pasted.
Oh, and then Canadian politicians. No surprise. The first one is Rob Ford.
Yeah. I think he passed away earlier this year.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Kelly Leach, who is currently running for the Conservative Party leadership in Canada, says a lot of controversial things. Brad Wall, Doug Ford, Kathleen Wynne. Okay, let's get to more interesting things.
News stories. Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. That's going to be big.
Because isn't it like Time called him like the most interesting person of the year?
He was their person of the year. But to put things in perspective, they also put Adolf Hitler as person of the year in 1930s.
I think it's just the person who is the most interesting.
Most news... Yeah. Worthy, whether they
are like, because if you think about his story of where he came from to where he got, it's pretty amazing. Like you couldn't even make that up yourself.
Like as like some business guy / reality TV star who's suddenly president of the United States.
Yeah.
And the whole journey there was something to behold. Holy smokes. Yeah. Now he's going to be running the show, so hopefully he doesn't blow us all up and we all don't.
So yeah, so the second story is U.S. election, which obviously kind of goes hand in hand.
The Zika virus.
Is that the one from like bugs?
From mosquitoes, South America.
Yeah.
They had some problems with it there. Some problems with it in Miami. No, it was a big thing at the Olympics. I remember that. They said, don't get the Zika virus. You'll get
it. Some people weren't even going to go.
Yeah, it was that bad.
Yeah.
Ford McMurray fire.
That was crazy.
That was a huge deal.
Yeah. It affected a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Toys. Okay. You think that being the father to a 4-year-old would be like, I know all toys. What is Num Nums?
Oh, they're like...
oh, you know this. Okay.
Well, because... But you know what? I get them mixed up with Shopkins.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of like Shopkins. They're like little... They're all like little miniature creatures or something.
So they're just...
So Shopkins are little miniature food creatures.
I don't even understand Shopkins. Like, I feel like...
It's like... Shopkins are like different food that's made into... characters.
So they're like VeggieTales? No, like
Yeah, so you get like a little popcorn dude or a little strawberry person, like character, and then you put them on charm bracelets, I guess. That's what I saw. Nom Noms are kind of the same, but I don't really know. I don't think they go on a charm. I don't know exactly. They're like miniature collectible things. They're little plastic characters.
Mm-hmm. What is Baby Alive?
I don't know what Baby Alive is.
Sounds kind of creepy.
My guess is that it's a baby that you can feed and pees.
Ew.
Maybe. Or maybe it's the baby that feels like a real baby.
Is it like a robot baby?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just learned what Hatchimals are today.
Please inform me because that's our number two.
I watched The View and they were talking about the top toys for Christmas.
And Hatchimals
are... they kind of look like Furbies. They're little bird-like things.
They come out of like an egg?
And they come out of an egg, and they actually hatch out of the egg. So you're supposed to like hold on to it and give it warmth, and then it will hatch out of the egg. And then after it hatches out, it has some sort of computer program where it actually acts like a baby, and then eventually it will grow and learn other things. So it will... turn into like a toddler.
Really?
Yeah, wow, so this... it's like a little bird that you take care of and you nurture and have it grow. Weird, hey?
And they talked about this on The View.
Yeah, because it was one of the top like six toys that they recommended for Christmas presents.
Hatchimals.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't heard about it because Bo hasn't talked about it. Trolls. Well,
I don't think that's something he's into.
Pokemon, I'm glad that he's not into that because there's too many of those.
Yet. Oh my goodness. Yeah. A lot of boys get into it at school because then they start trading.
Oh, they trade those cards. Stuff, yes, right? That's how it happens.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that Mr. Pokemon who invented the Pokemons is a genius. That's his name.
His actual name is Pokemon.
Mr. John Edward Pokemon. That's his real name.
Crazy.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Don't lie to me like that. I honestly have no idea.
It's not his real name. His name is actually Frank Pokemon. Anyways, that's how they get you. He, Mr. Frank Pokemon stumbled on a gold mine. You know, because they go, oh, got to catch them all. And then, you know, some guy catches them all. And then they go, oh, well, wait, there's more. And then they invent new Pokemon.
Well, that's, you know, with a lot of toys that are coming out now, like they're making them into collector editions. And that's how they advertise them.
Yeah.
Like Thomas the Train, before Thomas the Train was, you know, owned by Fisher Price. There were like, six engines or something. And that was it. And they didn't make more. There was just those six engines.
So you have your Thomas.
You have like Sir Topham Hatt and Sodor. And so, you know, for the kid, like if you want to buy them Thomas the Train toy, you get the Thomas the Train set with like the blah, blah, blah. And then these specific trains. Now it's like there's like 300 different trains or something.
Of
like
just Thomas.
Crazy amount of
variations
trains.
Of the same Thomas.
No.
Yeah, because you get like Snow Thomas and you get...
You're talking about the Thomas Minis.
Oh, pardon me.
So yeah, so now there's like, okay, yeah, like three or four different types of Thomas, the trains, Thomas Minis, the Thomas Wooden Railway one, then you get the plastic one, whatever. Like, it's just crazy. It's just gotten out of hand. It makes it really difficult to be a parent and just get your kid like the one toy that they want because it doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... That's how Bo talks, our son Bo. He's 4 years old now, and that's how he talks about a lot of toys. He's like, oh, now I have this one. Now I need to get the whole collection. And he looks at the little piece of paper that comes with it that shows him the collection.
The checklist.
The checklist, exactly.
Right.
Anyway, so that's kind of what the Nom Noms is like. That Pokemon is like that. I don't think the other ones are like that.
Okay, you want to feel really old, Rochelle?
What?
These are the top five Googled song lyrics of the past year. Let's see how many you know. Stressed Out. I know that song because I hear it on the Spotify at work. Damn it. Stressed Out.
I don't know.
Work.
Was that the one where the guys are like naked and building a house?
That's Rihanna song.
Oh.
7 years. Oh, once I was 7 years old.
Oh, I hate that song. It's so depressing.
One Dance. What is that song again? One Dance. And...
Is that a Bublé? A Bublé song?
I feel like I know... Why don't I know this?
Or is that the one where they're dancing and then the a lot of people play it at their weddings?
And number one is Panda, which I know, which is a dope song.
I don't know that one.
Designer.
What?
Designer is the name of the artist who does Panda.
Oh, I don't know that.
Panda. Okay, here's the top.
No Taylor Swift? That's crazy.
What?
No Taylor Swift?
Not this year. I don't think she's released an album this year.
Oh.
Here's the top five what is questions that were Google this year. Number five, what is the Electoral College? That's a U.S. election thing. What is Harambe? Okay.
I don't know what...
I know what Harambe is.
What is it?
Remember that incident earlier this year where a kid fell into a gorilla cage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the name of the gorilla that they had to shoot.
Can I guess that it's going to be what is ISIS or the other thing?
No.
No?
Okay, here's a question. What is microblading? I don't know. But it's number three on this list.
Microblading?
Microblading. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. Maybe it's a something to do with rollerblading.
Maybe it's a new kind of razor.
Okay. Oh, that'd be the, what is Zika virus, obviously? And then what is Brexit?
Why isn't there something vague? Like, what is this lump on my leg?
Because not enough people are Googling that. But I think we will all know. You'll definitely. I think you've watched every show in the top five TV shows Googled.
Okay.
I know for a fact you watch every single episode of all these shows.
Okay.
Number five, Luke Cage. Seen it?
Yes.
Rochelle has a huge crush on Luke Cage.
Well, who wouldn't? Mm-hmm. He's bulletproof.
He is bulletproof. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Fuller House. Have you watched all the new ones?
No.
Of season two?
No.
Okay. But you watched, yeah. Gilmore Girls.
But you know what? I was watching The View. Mm-hmm. And they had a picture of the old Full House cast.
Yeah.
And this picture of, what's the guy's name? Like the guy with John Stamos?
Yeah.
He's wearing some tight ass jeans. And you could see like every lump of everything in the front of his pants. I was like, you guys, did you not look at this picture before you put it on TV?
Oh, really? It was
TV? That. It was so obvious. Oh, yeah. And he's standing right in the front of the group.
Yeah,
it was very obvious. Yeah. Very obvious. Anyway, I thought that was funny.
Gilmore Girls. And did you watch all the new ones?
Yeah, there's only like four. Oh,
okay, I didn't know. I thought there was.
Yeah. It was good.
Westworld, we just finished watching that.
Yeah.
And Stranger Things, we watched earlier this year. Yeah. We watched a lot of
those are from Netflix, right?
Yeah, Netflix.
All of them.
Westworld's HBO. But,
oh, okay.
But we watched it on the internet.
Remember when you used to get like tickets for that? You get fined for that? Or they would threaten to fine you for that?
They threatened,
yeah. Can I wear your hoodie? I'm so cold.
Sure. Okay. Let's get something that really is going to bore Rochelle. Consumer technology. Okay.
Let's talk about wires.
Yeah, let's talk about wires. Okay. Or we can just skip over that and talk about... Here's some who is questions that were Googled this year. I know you know number four because you saw the movie, but number five, who is George Soros? Number four, who is the father of Bridget Jones's baby, Rochelle? I know you know this because you went and saw the movie.
It's Mr. Darcy.
Is that for real?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, well, you saw the movie.
Yeah, I know, but...
Don't spoil it. You know. Who is Ann Coulter? Who is Ken Bone?
Ann Coulter is like the murderer, right?
No.
Oh.
No. No, she's just... a lady who speaks a lot about politics in the United States.
Do people like her?
Some people do. Some people don't. Very divisive.
Okay.
She says a lot of ridiculous things, and some people like her for that, and some people think she is the Wicked Witch of some place. Who is Harambe? All right, so let's... no big surprises there. Except I learned what nom noms are in Hatchimals. So
it's pretty important information, Eric.
It's very important. That's why I'm going to circle it, so I can revisit that for later. So I don't want to forget that. It's very critical.
So I'm going to ask you a question now.
Sure.
Did you enjoy 2016?
Yeah, for the most part. Like, you know, there's all that sort of negative stuff, but on a personal level. Yes, great. Started off crappy, ended off pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. First 3 months, kind of bad.
Yeah.
Last 9 months, kind of rad. So what can I say?
I think that works out pretty good in your favor.
Yeah, so I think 2017 is looking pretty sweet.
And this is the first year that we've been in our house, too.
Yeah, first full year.
First full year.
Yeah.
We paid a mortgage.
We're still paying the mortgage for...
I know, but this is the first year that we've paid the mortgage.
Yeah, that's one less year that we got to pay mortgage.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. All right. Good high five on that.
High five.
We are homeowners.
You know what's funny? I was going through some stuff today, and I found the listing for our house before we bought it. And
like the paperwork?
The original listing. Hold on to that. I know. I hold on to it because it's interesting to see the pictures of the rooms.
I downloaded all the original pictures from the MLS website of our house.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah, because I just wanted to remember what it looked like.
So. I know. It's funny. The upstairs still kind of looks the same, but downstairs, it had the house had a real country sort of vibe to it. You know, like wooden.
Very country kitchen. That's what I call it.
And now it has more of a modern sort of look to it, which is pretty cool how you can change it so much. Mm-hmm. Just with a little paint and a little hard work. We did something pretty exciting this weekend. We went to go see the new Star Wars.
Oh yeah, did we go on a roller coaster? Did we?
How can you not remember that, Eric? You could not let it go.
I know.
I was such a pain in the ass. Obsessed about going to it, and every single screening was
sold out
because the theater that we like to go to has the big cushy chairs.
I love it.
Which means that there's less chairs in the theater, but they're better than regular seats. It's like having a Lazy Boy. They are like Lazy Boys.
I know. Now, doesn't going to that theater make you want a Lazy Boy, though?
Yes.
An electronic Lazy Boy that you push a button and it just, with a cup holder on the side.
I would never move.
And if it had a table that would kind of flip and fold out,
I think I'm at that point in my life, Eric, where I'm going to, you know, not care about style and care more about comfort.
You're just at that point in your life? I reached that point like 5 years ago.
No, you didn't.
No?
No, you didn't, because you still will not leave the house with sweatpants on.
Oh, okay, you're right.
You have not reached that level. I leave the house with sweatpants on now.
Okay, so does that make you the winner?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure how this works.
But when I was talking to you about getting rid of our IKEA couch and getting the Lazy Boy couch, you're still hesitant on that.
Yeah.
Okay. See?
Okay.
I'm the winner.
You are the winner. All right.
Yeah.
You get a big...
Because when we go to the Leon store eventually in the future and you sit on that couch, you will not be able to say no.
I understand that a big poofy leather couch is comfortable. We used to have one.
I know.
And it was rad.
Awesome.
It was pretty rad.
But it looked disgusting.
Oh, it looked
the trick is to find the blend of comfort and style for couches. And the problem is I like the modern ones, and the modern couches never have high back.
Yeah, you're right.
And I hate that, because then you're sitting there, and then if you actually want to just relax and watch a movie, you have to like hold your head up. What the fuck? I don't want to hold my head up.
I want... Yeah, who wants to do that? Hello?
It's so heavy.
Okay, so we have... I think we'll just do one more story and then take off here. But I'm not sure which one to do. I'm kind of conflicted because they both involved
music. Put them in your hand and I'll go any, mini, mine.
Well, I'll tell you... they both involve music annoying people. And a particular song annoying people.
Okay.
And I feel like they're a pair. And if I don't talk about them both, then I'm doing them both a disservice.
Fine, then talk about them both.
Okay, one is involving the song Nickelback. I'll just give a quick...
Oh, that's your favorite guy.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
Do your impression of him. Look at this photograph. Look at this photograph. Oh!
I had to cue up this song.
Anyways, that's the only song I know.
Anyways, one police department in Canada is putting Nickelback for the good of the public. What's Canadian police department is getting creative when it comes to preventing drunk driving. The Kensington Police Service says that it will force offenders to listen to everyone's favorite Canadian band Nickelback should they find themselves in the back of a squad car this holiday season. Authorities issued a warning for those dumb enough to feel they can drink and drive to post on Facebook. Now, no need to thank us. We figure here, if you're foolish enough to get behind the wheel after drinking, then the little Chad Kroger and the boys is a perfect gift for you.
But how can they be Canada's favorite band, but then so many people don't like them?
You know what? That's the thing. Like, people... Nickelback is a hugely successful band, and I think I've recently come to terms with this that a lot of people don't like them, including me, but they've somehow been successful for 15 years, and yeah, good for them, I guess.
15 years.
Yeah, the original, the hit album, like that's kind of struck off their career. It came out in 2001. I know, I did the research in preparation for this story. But another song, we're talking about music annoying people, an Oregon woman called the cops after a man allegedly refused to stop whistling Closing Time by Semisonic, according to police, in case you forget how that goes.
Closing Time.
So, guy, authorities said the woman allegedly told the man to shut up when he insisted on whistling the timeless classic near her driveway. The song, okay. It seems...
Why didn't she just go inside?
I'm not sure. This is... So yeah, she threatened... she called the police and said that this guy was not... Stop listening. But...
Again, weird.
He just keeps on whistling the song forever and ever.
I know who I want to take you home.
How's this sound together?
Oh, Eric, don't do that.
Okay. That is me like chocolate and peanut butter.
Go home, but you can't stay here.
First,
remember those like mix CDs that Much Music would put out?
Big Shiny Tunes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this song was on one of those.
Apparently Big Shiny Tunes 2 is like the ultimate 1990s Canadian album.
Hmm.
It sold like a ton of copies. I remember it.
What was on it that made it so good?
I bet. Okay, well, this.
What was it, 1992?
I think it was 98 or 97. Big.
Oh, okay.
I bet you if I can tell you exactly what's on it. And you'll go, oh, that song. The Prodigy, Blur, Song 2, Third Eye Blind, Smash Mouth, Walking on the Sun, Sugar Ray Fly. Like a lot of Marilyn Manson. Good mix for 1997.
Oh, Bush, Matchbox 20. Collective Soul, Tea Party, Chemical Brothers, yeah. Wide Mouth Mason, Radiohead, The Age of Electric, Stone Temple. But yeah, that's all very, very 90s.
Exactly. 4.5 stars on allmusic.com this compilation got. So how would you even whistle this song? Okay.
Yeah, you're not really very good at whistling.
I'm not a good whistler.
Yeah.
But if I kept on whistling that forever, you'd probably smack me in the face, right?
No, I would just leave.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't call
the police. I don't know why that person just didn't just leave. Like, just go in your house. You don't have to be on your driveway and, like, listen to this guy. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well... Happy 2016. Happy Christmas. Happy December. Happy Tuesday. Happy evening.
I'm going to say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Don't drink and drive, but have fun. Party responsibly.
Wow, look at you.
Kiss everybody.
Look at you and your...
Don't grab anybody's butt.
What else?
Except for your loved ones.
Okay. What else should people do or not do?
Don't get champagne in people's eyes if you're going to pop the cork, because that really hurts.
This happened to you?
Yes.
What New Year's did this?
Show totally ruined my party. It's like 1999 or something.
Who was responsible? Name them.
It was in a bar.
Some
random
anonymous
person. Yeah, it just sucked. It was like my eye hurt all night long.
Really?
Yeah, champagne. It hurt.
Wouldn't just wash it out and...
Well, I was wearing makeup.
Okay. Yeah. Again, going back to...
What, like wash it?
No way, man. I got my smoky eyes going on. I'm not going to wash that. All right.
You know my favorite thing to do on New Year's Eve, Eric?
Kiss me?
Let's go sledding, like at nighttime, and then set off fireworks.
Burn houses down.
No.
Hey, commit a murder. Yeah, great idea. Oh.
Are you kidding me? You think fireworks is the same as committing murder?
I just kind of got carried away. Sorry.
Obviously, you've never done it.
Set off fireworks?
Yeah.
I've done that. Like crappy little ones with nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Ones you get at illegal gas stations outside of the city.
Party. Yeah, I think sledding sounds good. We should do it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Anyways, thanks for the last year, listeners, and we will see you on 2017 when the robots have taken over and aliens have invaded Earth. And I wear silver pants all year, every day.
You should get them made out of like that silver blanket, like the rescue blanket.
Oh, I'd be so hot. That'd be too hot. No fun. Anyways, thank you for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We'll talk later. Bye.
Bye.
La mort de Pierre Gonzalez.